Hi, and welcome to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there is literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world, because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today. I bet that you're still wondering, what are you supposed to do in this whole marketing thing? You might be wondering, should I post more? Should I pay for ads? So in this episode, I'm going to tell you exactly what marketing is and how to do it regularly, what kind of parts it involves, so that there are no more question marks for you. Hi, my name is Ola, and this is Get Richer Teacher Podcast, a podcast for ambitious language education business owners who want to teach, scale their businesses, make a bigger impact, and yeah, live life on their own terms. So in this episode, we're talking about marketing and like the nitty-gritty of marketing, because all of my marketing episode gets listened the most, but I feel like lots of you are still saying, and I've heard it from both clients and people that I connect with, that marketing is still a little bit of a question mark. It's something that you, this sounds harsh, but might feel incompetent at. And I think it's a very uncomfortable feeling. So hopefully today, after today, you'll feel like you know a little bit more about what you want to do. So marketing is actually quite simple. In order to have or build any sort of marketing strategy, you need the foundations figured out. So your target audience and an offer. So sending lessons will not work because that's not an offer. And then have a list of things that you do regularly to drive traffic, so drive people to the offer, right? And it's not all the people, it's the right relevant people who will find your offer useful, suitable, something that they will want to pay for, okay? So all those foundations, that's why I covered them in the Rocket Takeoff, because this is the core of everything. Without that, you're always going to think that you're just a secret away, a step away, Instagram cross or an Instagram post away, or maybe a viral reel away from success. Let me get this straight again, even though I've said it many times. Your number of followers has absolutely nothing to do with the success of your business. Most teachers that I work with still want to be present. I'm not saying that you may not want to sell some passive income products and things like that. Most teachers that I work with are absolutely fine, and they don't want to remove themselves completely from the situation. They might want to reduce their working hours, which is brilliant. I love that approach and attitude. But in order to actually build a robust community of people who are willing to pay for your lessons, not products, doesn't require a massive audience. So thinking about your marketing through the prism of posting more and more and more and more and more is pointless. It's because it's literally, it has nothing to do with actual business. So what I propose instead is that you start focusing on the actions that actually move the needle. So The first thing that I want you to do in order to know what to do every day, every week and whatever, and not to get overwhelmed, is to do an audit. Ask yourself a question. What has worked in the past? What have I done? What have I posted? Maybe even what have I that has brought clients? Okay, that has brought people that were interested. Here are some ideas. Maybe you posted and gave people some sort of a deal that was a really good deal. Maybe you've asked your current students and clients to bring a friend. Maybe you did such a good job that people recommended you. And like, let me pause for a second on word of mouth. Word of mouth is brilliant. Like, let's not kind of, what's the word? Criticize word of mouth, or like teachers come to me and say, oh, I only use word of mouth. And like, it's a super powerful marketing technique. But if you want to grow, if you want to do more things, you need to be thinking about like long-term sustainable marketing as well. So if word of mouth works, double down on word of mouth. Absolutely. Maybe you've, and now again, all those things that we are auditing, we are checking them against clients, not followers, clients. So what has brought clients? If you're not tracking that yet, that is your nudge to start tracking what works for you. Because everybody gets lost. Everybody gets hooked and like obsessed a little bit with, oh yeah, so when I had one person on Instagram, then there was less interest. Now I have more, so obviously people are more interested. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't matter how many people you have. Like, let's be honest, your capacity, if you're teaching live, if you're basically charging for packages of lessons, is not that big anyway. So why would you need 1,000 people in your community? You don't need that. You need a group of engaged people who are relevant, who care about the solution that you provide, and they need to be ready to buy from you, but you need to prepare them to be ready. Okay. So the audit is going to be first. Number two, and that's the second area of marketing, is the attraction. So what are you doing to attract more people into your audience? And now I'm going to share a little secret with you. My lovely client, Katie, I hope she doesn't mind that I mention her name. She once asked me, Ola, what is the percentage of people, or what is the percentage of your audience growth that's based on your organic posting on social media? And I did some digging. I did some digging because this question just blew my mind. And you know what it was? It was less than 2%. Less than 2% of the growth of my audience came from organic posting. So organic posting doesn't really work for me. And I bet in many cases, but correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't work for you either. So what other things are you going to do to actually attract people? Because you need to keep attracting people in cycles. Maybe not daily if you can't make it now, but eventually it's going to have to become regular, okay? Things that I do is that I appear in other people's communities. I do tons of collaborations. I promote my freebies. So I prioritize the growth of my list over anything else. And these are the techniques that work for me, right? So this is something that I think for now, if you're overwhelmed, I want you to think about weekly. But there needs to be a method of you attracting people. The second thing is, how do you keep the people who already come engaged and closer to buying from you? So we call it nurturing. So what do you do? Personally, for me, It's actually the posting. So posting on Instagram, running lives, writing newsletters is what keeps my people engaged, okay? I kind of bring them closer and closer to me, and some of them stay, some of them don't, which is actually normal. So the more like authentic I am, the more it puts certain people off. And that's actually the goal, because I can't be working with people who don't share my values or who expect something and then I can't really live up to those expectations. Or like, I don't know, we don't click personality-wise. So, and you also want to avoid that. So in your kind of phase where you engage your audience, you need to make sure that you are authentic, that you're not trying to please everybody, because you cannot please everybody. And imagine that if you're just being super professional or super like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be, then you're not showing the true you, the true values that you are, that you have. There is the risk of the wrong people inquiring about your classes. It happens to me less and less now, the more authentic I am, but it still happens. And it's awful, because then you're going to, like, I mean, saying no is not a bad thing. It's actually a muscle that you also need to practice. But what needs to actually happen is that those people filter themselves out. And it, in most cases, they kind of do. And you do it in different ways, mainly by your content, what you say in your content. And it kind of has to be controversial. It doesn't have to be polarizing. Like, you don't have to be me, basically. You don't have to, like, say things that are outrageous. But it needs to be authentic. It needs to be you. Because otherwise, again, you're going to attract some, or people who are not the best are going to stay in your world. And the third thing is helping those people convert. So helping those people decide that they want to work with you. So attraction, then there is nurturing, then there is conversion. And in the conversion stage, you basically make offers. So I always say on my Instagram, choose one day a week where you talk about your offers. So what most teachers skip is usually one of those three stages, and they kind of work like a circle, like a triangle, but like, I want to say a circle, because you swirl people into your world, the more of that attraction, nurturing, and conversion content you create. And basically, conversion is what we're all here for. So if you're only posting content that is free and educational and useful, you're doing yourself a massive disservice, because those people are going to get used to the free stuff and they are going to be surprised when you finally wake up and say, hey, I've got something to sell. So you need to do it regularly. This is also another thing that will put off people who are not there for the right reasons. You don't want to have, at any cost, an audience of people who are there to learn with you for free on Instagram or on YouTube or whatever. You don't want that. I guarantee you don't want that, because that kind of type of audience is extremely hard to monetize. So you need to be thinking about in what ways or in what posts you could, you are actually telling people, hey, sign up here. I've got spots available for my one-to-ones, or my group class is opening, or my whatever. You need to be doing that regularly. And this is it. You need to have a built-in way of attracting, of nurturing, and of converting, ideally weekly. So to give you a proper task list, my way is, or like my kind of the way it works in my business at the moment, is that on Mondays, I post my podcast, my YouTube, and sometimes also the blog. And those work for nurturing my audience as well as selling. Okay. In most of my bigger content, there is some sort of a call to action to buy something. On Tuesdays, I usually do collaborations. So that's the attraction. So I do podcast interviews and things like that. I sometimes run ads, but I don't recommend it at too early. But we will talk about ads, I promise. It might work as well. Then on Wednesdays, I do client delivery. And that's also marketing, because people who are happy in my programs are going to recommend me to others. So that's my nurturing of my existing people inside. So it's like keeping them loyal, keeping them happy. So, you know, it all has a positive effect. Then Thursdays, I usually like kind of work on finishing any projects, on creating plans for the upcoming weeks in terms of what I'm going to be selling or what kind of content I will be putting out. So all of those actions, the attraction, nurturing, and conversions, happen in my plan weekly. Okay. I am guessing that in most teachers' case, they mainly focus on delivery. So you're probably doing an amazing job teaching, and maybe the attraction. And you probably are focused on the wrong things when it comes to the attraction. So this is the whole story. I hope this will give you something to think about, because without any of those stages, marketing doesn't exist, basically. So I know that you can still feel overwhelmed, but it's actually quite simple. Only if you have the foundations figured out. So the audience and the offer, because without that, you're just selling language lessons. And that's very, very, very hard to market, because the market is saturated. There are tons of misconceptions. There are the influencer teachers who do us all a big disservice by posting things that go viral, but they don't actually help people make purchasing decisions. So it's all very problematic. So I understand that you still are confused, but I guarantee you, you can learn this. You can learn this, and you can be good at it and consistent about it without overcomplicating. Because it's not complicated, I promise. Okay? So, food for thought. Let me know what you think. And I'll see you again in the next episode. Bye! You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hassling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you. And my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to more peace and more well-paying students. The Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends, rate it, and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.